42% of the funding coming into this county now is for capital projects. So 42% of the money that we spend each year are on projects that the roads team and different teams within the council has to deliver on. So those projects, when the money comes on, the money has to be spent in a certain time. It takes up a lot of resources. It takes up a lot of the roads resources. And I think that is having major implications on the smaller jobs that we as public representatives, as councillors, are looking to get done. Let it be potholes, let it be shuss cleaned, let it be ledging, you know, let it be pipes to be put on, whatever it may be. Those types of jobs now are sort of being pushed to the back end of the year. And if these bigger projects run over in time, the smaller jobs don't end up getting done. And I feel those small jobs are the jobs that are vitally important to the people that vote for me and the people that I represent. And at the minute, I feel that as a council, particularly the last 4 or 5 years, we're losing that. We're losing the council staff being out doing the small jobs for rural people in rural towns or in villages or the bigger towns, wherever it may be. But those smaller jobs have to be done. And at the minute, they are being kicked to the back end of the year. And I think we need to, as a council, have a separate team that is dedicated to doing those types of projects, or at least have it in our programme, that part of our year's programme is those types of jobs are taken care of.
And that has been, I suppose, the time of elections, we heard more and more about how it's getting harder for representatives like you to do your jobs and do the things that people are expecting of you.
Absolutely. It is becoming extremely hard because, as you see, you know, through council and through everything now is on a programme. Projects are on a programme. There are deadlines on those projects. And those types of jobs that we work on every day that people are ringing me about. And, you know, let's be honest here. People don't ring about the big projects. They ring about the pothole, they ring about the shop being cleaned, they ring about a crossing across the road that needs to be done. That's the things that the general public contact you about on a daily basis. The bigger projects, they take their own run. They could start this year, they mightn't be finished for 3 or 4 years. Those are not the things that happens every day. But as I say, my feeling and what I've said to the director today is that those smaller jobs, to me at the minute, is being pushed back to the end of the queue. And I think that we need to get a programme in place, or at least a policy in place, that allows us as councillors to get those small jobs done.